Ja, välkommen till ett nytt program. Idag sitter jag nere på fika och pratar med Bea som bor i Pattaya med sitt svenska make som är från Sundsvall. Welcome to a Fika program. I'm sitting in the Fika and talks with Bea, who lives in Pattaya with her Swedish husband from Sundsvall. Welcome, Bea.
Hello.
You born in Pattaya?
Actually, I born in Sattahi, close to Pattaya.
Yeah, about what, 25 kilometers?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
And what is Sattahi famous for?
Actually, Sattahi is a navy base.
It's the navy base.
Yeah, and the beach. It's
the
lovely
beach.
Yes. White sand and clear water.
Yeah. Very nice place.
Yes.
And your husband, he is from Sweden?
Yes, he is Swedish and come from Sweden. Actually, he born in Finland.
He born in Finland?
Yes.
He was called Finland Swede.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Can
come we have a lot of them. We have a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And he speaks both Finnish and Swedish?
He understands Finnish, but yes. He speaks Swedish.
So, okay, so he been most of the time in Sweden.
Yes, yeah, but he go back to visit his family in Finland every year.
Okay. You go to Finland sometime?
Yes, I have been to Finland 3 times.
Oh, 3 times?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, Bea, how did you get the idea about the cafe?
Yeah, this is my dream. Yeah, I have worked as an office worker before.
Yes.
But then it's too much now. And I dream about cafe that people can come to relax. Yeah. And when I go to Sweden, I see the people like to drink coffee and have fika. I pop up the idea, oh, this is cool. Yeah, if I have location and have money enough to build it up, yeah, then I will make it. Then now it's become true.
Yes. Yes. That's nice when you have a dream coming true.
Thank you.
But how long have you been open?
It's only 3 weeks that we opened. Yeah,
oh,
quite
so
new.
Quite yes. New, yes.
Yes.
So you're not quite finished yet. You have a little bit here and a little bit to do.
Yes, it's come up every day.
Yeah. I saw the first day you didn't have that much bakery. But
yes.
Now you bring soft kaka and
yes. Espresso brownie.
Espresso brownie?
Yes.
And you made them yourself?
Yes, I cook by myself. I bake by myself, yes.
And you promised me you're going to try to make cannelloni too?
Of course, why not?
Oh, thank you. I have one regular customer coming.
Thank you. It's a nice because this is fika. Yeah.
Oh, it's fika. You have to have something.
Of course, yes.
But today, coming little when you have time. You need to make it when you have
yes,
time.
Yes, yes.
Because you have a son to take care of.
Yes.
And now we'd like to play some music for you, Bea. And you have something you want to hear?
Yeah, I like one song. It's sings by ABBA, a Swedish band. Yeah, the name is Mamma Mia.
Oh, are you sure that ABBA is a Swedish band?
Yes, of course.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, we listen to Mamma Mia with ABBA.
Me now.
Welcome back. I'm sitting at the Café Fika and talking to Bia, who lives in Pattaya and have this café named Fika. Mm-hmm. You tell me you was in Sweden and you saw people go café and have a Fika.
Yes.
That's where you get the name?
Yes. I like this name, and my husband's family, we always have Fika. Late afternoon, yes, or even before lunch. Or it seems like Swedish people can have fika anytime when you have friend or family visit. Yeah,
just people call it fika.
Yes,
let's go have a fika.
Yes.
So
yes.
Now we're gonna say same in Pattaya. Let's go to fika.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. I hear some words around the town that here was nothing before. Almost has some building of some kind.
It's a temporary one story.
Yes.
It's, it cannot call building, it's like a bamboo house.
Oh, shall they?
Yeah.
So you have to take everything away and start from zero?
Yeah, actually this building is built by the landlord.
Ah.
I'm renting this place. Yeah, yes. They built a simple building and left the decoration. For me, I take care of all decoration.
So you've done all the decoration?
Yes. Oh, I designed everything.
Nice.
Yeah. And
you have some talent.
Thank you.
And you drink hot or cool coffee when you drink coffee?
Both, yeah.
You drink it both? Yeah, tonight you have hot coffee.
In the morning, I prefer hot coffee.
Yeah.
The afternoon, when it's hot day, I like iced coffee.
Yeah, because normally Thai people, they don't like hot coffee. They don't like hot anything.
Because the temperature? Maybe.
Yes, they're hot already. So you drink hot and cool coffee.
Yes.
And coffee, you have a lot of different coffee. You have everything, cafe latte, cappuccino, everything.
Yes, like Italian style.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you have to say like that.
Mm-hmm. And you also have chocolate.
Yes.
Tea.
Yes, twinning Earl Grey example, in English tea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you have some beer and you have some
You have cold drink.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, you have everything.
Yes, you can come and, if you're thirsty, even hot or cold drink, we serve.
You have that too.
Yes.
Do you have any favorite artist?
Yeah, my favorite artist is Modern Dog. Modern Dog is a band, indie band.
Indie.
Yeah, I listen to them since I studied university.
Oh.
And just never forget him. He's very, good in play, the music, and also the singer is very popular, professional.
I must tell you, I never heard of him, so it's going to be a new experience. So here in this fika, you're not quite finished up yet because you haven't that time to do many bakery. So you do a little bit bakery when you have time.
Yes.
But you have something you every day, sir? Somewhere?
Every day we serve. Actually, we we use service from our neighbor that they can make a croissant.
Yes.
Danish chocolate croissant.
Okay.
Yeah, that we have every day.
So you have something every day.
Yeah, we have every day to have with coffee. Yeah, something every day, the bread.
Swedish people cannot have a fika without pizza.
I see, they like to have a Swedish treat, something sweet.
And that you have.
And when you come here, we serve hot coffee together with a cookie.
Yes.
For free.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, very nice. We're going to play some more music.
Yeah, the next music that I would like to listen is the music when you want to go to the sea or sit on the beach. This is the best music to listen along.
Oh.
This is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And who is performing?
The singer, he's a Hawaiian, a very famous Hawaiian, but sorry, I cannot remember his name.
Okay, but I have a look in YouTube, see what I can find.
It's easy, you see him as the first one that you sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, for sure.
I will.
dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true. Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you dare to, oh why can't I? Wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. The dream that you dare to, why, oh why can't I? Ooh.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm still having a fika at the fika and talks with Bia, who lives in Pattaya and has his cafe named Fika. Now you're going to get a very famous name, Fika.
Yes.
What are your plans for this fika place in the future?
Yeah, in the future, we want to have a full lunch of the Swedish treat or Swedish dessert. Oh. Yes, that is, this is possible. I want to have a Swedish chef that can make a bakery.
Oh.
Yeah, because we already have a kitchen that size, but only need manpower. You need help.
Yeah, and the machine.
Yes, and the machine.
Sweden, we love this little cookie.
I see.
Small cup.
Yes, I see. Yeah, that's perfect.
That's very nice.
Yeah, and I want to sell a sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah, that use the sandwich grill machine.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
And then people can come and have like a whole day hot sandwich if they like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Italian you call panini.
Oh yes.
Yeah, yes. Something yes. Like that. Yeah.
So if I'm hungry, but not that hungry, this is perfect.
Yeah. You can order any kind of sandwich that you like, even Swedish style.
Oh.
Open face sandwich also, that's a dream.
You know, in Sweden we have ostmacka or korvmacka.
Of course, I know, yeah.
You know, cheese and sauces.
No, perfect.
And red maca.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah,
too?
It's fresh, yeah.
I think you were born in Sweden before.
I love to eat.
Yeah. Have you been in Sweden many times before?
Yes, about 10 times.
10 times?
Yes.
And you stay one time every time?
Maximum I've been there is 2 months.
Huh?
Yeah, 1 month alone because my husband has to come back to work. Yeah, it's fun to be there.
I understand if you stay 2 months every time you learn a lot more Swedish.
Yes, I'm lucky that my family in Sweden, they are so nice,
yes.
Take care of me very well and teach me how the Swedish culture is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they teach you about fika in Sweden.
Yeah, they have fika almost every day, and I bake almost every day when I go to Sweden.
You do?
Yes, because we are building the house.
Yes.
The summer house now in Sweden.
Yeah.
So I want to make the manpower happy.
Ah, yes.
So I bake every day.
They work hard every day.
Of course, they work over.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So you really do know a lot about Sweden.
Yes, I read before I travel there. I want to make sure that I will not make something wrong,
yeah.
Then I want to, it's good that you know the information before you go to anywhere. And then you can absorb the culture, the custom, and you can talk with the local people that are more fun, that you know something about them. Yes.
And then I must ask you, do you speak English or Swedish?
I speak English. I a little bit Swedish. Yes. Yeah. Some Swedish people ask me, oh, can you prata svenska? I say, jag kan prata lite.
Yes. And you should go every time.
It's important.
You and your husband have a little son. Is he born in Thailand?
Or? Yeah, he born here in Pattaya.
Oh, he born in Pattaya.
Yeah, Bangkok Pattaya Hospital.
So he has a Swedish passport?
Yes, he hold Swedish passport and Thai passport now.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's
last year
last
year he been to Sweden already.
Yes. So he likes Sweden too?
I don't know. I hope so. Yeah, because he can adjust himself with the people there and atmosphere around him.
But when you and your husband get really, really, really old, very, very old, you going to stay in Sweden or Thailand for your own travel?
Half. Yeah, we have planned.
Perfect.
Summertime in Sweden. Yeah.
You like the summer in Sweden?
Oh, I love it.
And the winter?
Because I have been only 2 times for Christmas.
But
yeah,
it's a little
beautiful.
Bit cold, huh?
Nay, it's up to the clothes that you wear. I got this from my mother-in-law, this one.
But when you travel to Sweden, you travel to Sundsvall?
Yes.
And you know, Sundsvall has the biggest Thai festival in Sweden.
I know, I have been.
You have been there.
Festival also.
Oh, we talk about that festival in the radio every day now, because coming up soon, 9th of July coming up.
Yeah, last year is quite successful.
Yes.
Last year is successful and they moved to...
The harbor.
Yes.
Not again. More than double space.
Of course, yeah.
Before I was up at the mountain. No,
yeah, that's close to our apartment. We live in Hoga.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a long walking distance.
So maybe you go there this year too, in the summer?
Yeah, we will go there this year. We never miss any summer. We go every summer.
Okay. Because I hear from Niklas, he's going to try to get Jonas to come and sing again.
Oh, good news.
Yes, that's
good
news.
I never seen that his concert, but I heard that people cannot stop to dance.
No, they cannot. And they also going to make more Thai festival and Thai food. They're not supposed to allow Swedish kebab, Thai food. Because Swedes love Thai food.
I see. Yes, they love a lot, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Pia of the Fika. Will you play the last song for you?
Yeah, the last song is the relax song. It sings by Nora Jones.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Come Away With Me.
Come Away With Me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. come away with me, and I'll never stop loving you. Come away with me in the night.